Hello, I'm Creflo Dollar, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of Your World. Now, I call today's program a very special edition because so far you're usually going to find me sitting in the chair behind me and talking to someone who's here to allow God to share His love and grace that can change anything. This isn't what we're going to do on today's show. Today, I'm going to be speaking directly to you about a subject that is mission critical. No, let me say that another way. Today, I'm invading your world with an understanding of God's grace, God's love, God's provision, and His answer to an all-out onslaught of the devil to disrupt the life of every single man, woman, and child in America, to divide this country, and to cause us as God's people to focus on a subject of color or creed or race, as opposed to focusing on the Creator. This subject is racism, and it's absolutely tearing at the very fabric of this nation. It is a spirit of division that is magnified in hate. And today, we are speaking to this spirit. And listen, it has a goal to divide and conquer this nation, and it is on a mission to divide and conquer you. But listen, there's good news. There is an answer, and you're going to discover it today on Your World. Don't touch the dial. Tell someone to tune in right now, because today's program is going to change our world.
Changing one life, time after time. Oh Lord, we do it all for You.
Through the trials I see, I'll always believe a new life starts with You.
Oh, change your world today. Change is gonna come your way. Change and get an understanding. His grace will transform you.
When you look at our society today, you've got to ask this question: where are we today with this issue of racism? We've heard a lot about what's happened in the 50s and the 60s and even the 70s. And yet the spirit of racism is rising again in this nation. A subtle spirit of racism. Well, what is racism? Racism is a spirit of division magnified in hate. All you have to do to cause division is to amplify a difference. All you have to do is to say, this person is fat and this person is skinny, and by amplifying the difference, you've created division. All you have to do is to say, this person talks this way and that person talks another way that's different. You, by amplifying the difference, cause division. And one of the things I want you to be aware of is that difference should not be something that we are afraid of, but differences should be something that we can embrace. You know, it's always been Satan's objective to divide and to conquer. It's very clear that a house divided against itself won't stand. If you divide anything against itself, it won't stand. And one of the things I want you to recognize is that if we continue to allow division to infiltrate this nation, it won't stand. Right now, you have division between the community and the police department, division between whites and blacks. When are we going to get it? We're going to have to come together and fight the spirit of division and not allow the objective of the enemy. You see, whether you're saved or not saved, the spirit of division is not a respecter of person. It will destroy marriages, families, businesses, communities, governments. We have to look at the root cause of racism, and it is a spirit of division magnified in hate. There can be such an appreciation for what the white man has and an appreciation for what the black man has, and that we come together in appreciation of the differences that we carry, that we now become the strongest nation on the planet, because rather than us fighting one another, we realize that our differences will strengthen one another. Well, how come that can't happen? Because we don't seem to be able to reconcile with past issues. And they are painful. And they are hurtful. And there is something wrong with a race of man owning as property another race of man. That's painful. But yet, can we rise above our pain? Can we look at what we have going on in different races where the white man carries this spirit of superiority and the black man sometimes is guilty of carrying a spirit of inferiority? That we can come and lift one another up and not think higher of yourself than you ought to think, but to think soberly, recognizing that when God is in the center of our life, the white man won't think superior and the black man won't think inferior. But now that Jesus is Lord of our lives, we can now think as we ought to think. Let me share with you what Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26 through 29 says. He says here, Christ Jesus, for you all, you all are the children of God through faith. Verse 27, for all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Notice here, no more male or female, no more Jew or Greek, no more Baptist or Methodist, no more white or black, but now in Christ, we are one. You see what happens when we get rid of Christ and we want to bring something else in? Then now we got problems to try to figure out how to get along with one another. You know, I started looking at the animal kingdom. You know, when a black dog gets with a white dog, they have a dog. When a black cow gets with a white cow, they can produce a cow. But when a black man gets with a white woman, all of a sudden somebody's saying, that ain't your kind. What do you mean that ain't your kind? See, it's human race that we've got to exalt above our color race. It's we're all humans, but we have different colors. And guess what happens when a black man gets with a white woman? You still have a human because of the human race. But I think the issue is deeper. What are we teaching our children about our past? How is it that a white kid can show up at a prayer meeting in a church in South Carolina and pull a gun out and kill 9 people and say out loud, you're taking over this nation, and to say out loud, I came to kill black people? Where did he get that from? Where did that way of thinking come from? Who did he hear? Who was he listening to? And now, not only those 9 people that are dead, but the families that were impacted, and the people that were impacted, and the bad memories that were impacted, and it just seems like we pull the scab off and cause the bleeding of a wound to occur over and over again. And yet there is the power of reconciliation. The power that we can come together in Jesus. And we can come together in love. Love is always going to be greater than hate. And yet our emotions are strong and we're hurt and we've heard about the past and we walk in fear because we don't want that to happen to us and we're not going to let that happen to us. And yet we've got to make sure that we don't allow Satan to get what he wants, and that is to conquer us through the spirit of division. I'm saying everybody's got to change. I'm saying we all got to look at what we can do better together. I'm saying we've got to renew our thinking. We've got to have a new mindset about what's going on. We've got to quit going around and ignoring the problem and acting like it doesn't exist. It exists. Racism is real. It exists. It exists during church. It exists amongst Christians. It exists. It's not going to get better by acting like it doesn't exist. But we've got to have the conversation. We've got to have a sit down to say, I have this problem with you and I have this problem with you. And you might come to understand that, wait a minute, that's not how I think about it at all. I can remember in my own life, I was the first black male to integrate an all-white school. And I will never forget hearing a white teacher say out loud, well, you know, he's a black guy. I wasn't doing too good with my grades. And I heard him say, he's a black guy. You can't expect for him to do any better than what he's doing right now, where his grades were concerned. And I got out of school and told my mom that. And she looked at me and she said, you can do anything you want to do. Even if you have to work twice as hard, then you'll be twice as better. But don't complain about you have to work twice as hard because you're black. Give us the proof of what you can do. And, you know, I went home and I began to study and pace the floor. And I used to and just tell myself like I was the teacher. And I ended up making straight A's. And I got used to making straight A's. And all of a sudden I had the opportunity to prove that your way of thinking that blacks could only go so far has now been eliminated because I gave you proof that what you heard was wrong. Come, let us reason together, the Bible says. Come, let us talk together. Come, let us be honest together. Let's talk about what's going on in the police departments. Not all policemen are bad. You know that. Thank God for the police department. Thank God that they put their life out on the line every single day because they want to serve the community. Oh, I thank God. My father was a policeman. But let's also confront the issue that there may be some prejudice in some police departments and it needs to be dealt with. Oh, we're never saying that all people think the same way, but there are some differences and there's a lot of fear. I got a letter one time for a woman. She wrote me and she said, my grandfather told me that a black man can't teach you anything. And she wrote to apologize. She was in one of my meetings. She said, I learned more in your meeting than I've learned in all the years that I've been a born again Christian. It exists everywhere. But if we sit back in the fear of having this conversation and watch the spirit of division continue to tear the fabric of our nation apart, then the greatest injustice, again, is for good people to sit back and do nothing. I want you to think about what I'm saying. I don't have all the answers, but I do believe this, that if we'll make a decision to allow Christ to be the head of this nation without a doubt, to proclaim boldly that these United States of America, that this is one nation under God and that we are a Christian nation and we believe in the Bible and we believe in the Holy Spirit and we believe that Jesus is Lord. If we can come together on that, we'll defeat the spirit of division. You know, some people say, well, I want to have the freedom to act like a fool and I want to have the freedom to do what I want to do. You know, freedom without boundaries isn't freedom at all. Freedom that brings you into bondage isn't freedom. Freedom that brings you into perversion isn't freedom. Freedom that allows you to say hurtful things and destroy people, that's not freedom. but freedom to be a blessing and freedom to enhance the lives of other people. Think, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what's going on in our nation and let's do something about it. How? Let's come together. It may start in your own household as you teach your children the respect that we should have for the human race. And then it may start in the schools where we're not afraid to have a few classes that will teach racial sensitivity as we become sensitive to differences and learn how to appreciate those differences. It doesn't take much and it doesn't take long. But I believe what it does take is Christ. It takes Jesus Christ. Allow him and his blood that he shed for us and his grace and his favor and his love to once again be the standards of the morality in this nation. What are you prepared to do? Do you become a part of the problem? And you continue to rehearse the issues with no real answers? Are we so hungry for the fascinating story that we'll do it even at the expense of the destruction of our nation? Do we only show blacks on television in crime and blacks on television abusing things when you know, just like I know, that there are whites and other ethnic groups that are doing the same thing? We have to have the conversation. And we have to have the conversation with Jesus. This nation was established because Christians made a decision one day to come over here because they wanted the freedom to worship God. And we kind of forgot it and said the times have changed. And I understand the times have changed. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. I don't want this nation to have to come to the end and to see that wasn't the right way. Let's listen to a wisdom greater than ourselves. Let's pay attention to a God who created the heavens and the earth. I'm inviting the nation back to Jesus. Make him your Lord. Make him your Savior. And through his love and through his grace, he will allow us the opportunity to defeat division, to defeat racism, to not be afraid of the difference, to appreciate the difference in covenant relationship, and to see our country come together truly as one nation under God. I'm just asking you to think about it. I'm asking you to pray about it. I'm asking you to see what's going on in this world today. Lives that are being lost. Senseless murders. All because somebody planted a seed in somebody's thinking that grew up in hate and grew up in division. We can change that. Will you accept responsibility? Will you accept the responsibility to be the change? Or will you just continue to be a part of the problem? So, what's the solution? Love. Unconditional, relentless love and respect for your fellow man. I mean, when I grew up, every grown-up, you would have to respond to them, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Let's just respect one another. I think fatherlessness has played a huge issue here. People are hurting. People feel rejected. People don't feel that love. And the response is, nobody helped me. Why should I help somebody else? Because you can be the change. And what happened to you doesn't happen. Doesn't have to happen to somebody else. Okay, so I'm a black man. And maybe there are some white people who don't want to listen to what a black man has to say. But we got to get over that. So you're a white man. And maybe my relatives, you owned as property. Maybe that's the time for us to come together in reconciliation, face to face, and say, forgive me. I apologize. Maybe we should have a national day of reconciliation where we can focus that day on I apologize for how I thought. I apologize for what my relatives in the past did. I apologize for how I judged you in the wrong way. I believe the power of reconciliation through the love of God, acknowledging Jesus as Lord, can make a huge difference in this nation. I don't know who's watching this broadcast. Everybody has their opinion. I just wanted to give you mine. God bless you. Please think about what I said. And let's overcome the spirit of racism through reconciliation, love, understanding, and the grace that Jesus has provided for every man on the planet. Saved or unsaved, this grace is available to you. Christian or Muslim, this grace is available to you. Receive it and watch your life change forever.